the reopening of China is good for business. The story is that a deal is close on the sale of NFL franchise the Washington Commanders. Some good news for prospective home buyers. We'll tell you about that. Wholesale inflation has dipped and what that means going forward. Warehouse injuries at Amazon mount. Do 728 billionaires have more wealth than half of all U.S. households? Well, you knew this was going to happen. A new beer is brewing that will not be woke. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the NBA says it's got to cut costs and quickly. You ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
As always, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you are along for the ride again today, ready to learn some of the big stories from the world of business. Want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the reopening of China is good for companies like Tesla, as well as high-end luxury items from jewelry to clothing. CNN is reporting that shares of LVMH, that's the world's biggest luxury group, jumped to a record high after it reported strong first quarter sales, buoyed by the economic reopening in China. The owner of brands such as Tiffany & Company and Dior reported late sales of $17 billion in the first 3 months of the year. That's up 17% from the same period last year. The company did admit that its cosmetics lines are still a bit under pressure in mainland China, though leather goods and jewelry were performing well in the world's second biggest economy. Key words here: second biggest economy. People familiar with the story say that the deal to purchase the NFL Washington Commanders is getting close. The group that's buying the team is led by Wall Street billionaire Josh Harris, and the group includes Magic Johnson. Nobody at this point is commenting. News of the near deal was first reported by Sportico, which reported the team sold for $6 billion. That's a record for a North American sports franchise. The current record of $4.65 billion for the purchase of the NFL's Denver Broncos was just set last year. Hey, good news for those of you who want to get a mortgage. Rates have now fallen for the fifth week in a row, closer to 6%. CNN is reporting that the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.27% in the week ending April 13. That's down slightly from 6.28% the week before. The data is from Freddie Mac. 1 year ago, the 30-year fixed was sitting at 5%. Freddie Mac economists are saying that increased wages along with falling inflation are starting to have an impact on future home sales that hit their peak in the spring and summer months. More positive news about inflation moving downward comes from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. U.S. inflation at the wholesale level continued its downward slide last month, with annualized price increases sinking dramatically to 2.7% from an upwardly revised 4.9%, all of that according to the Producer Price Index. And that is the lowest annual level since January of 2021. What all this means is that prices are going down business to business, and that should translate into lower consumer prices unless those businesses are continuing to take massive profits, which, by the way, has been the case, especially in the area of food and grocery chains. All this positive news had the markets in celebration mode, and the major U.S. averages all did gain. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. For several years, unions have shed light on worker injuries at Amazon warehouses, contending that workers there are in danger due to the pace of fulfilling orders and restocking. Now, CBS News is reporting that Amazon's total injury rate for warehouse workers did take a dip last year, but injuries were still worse than they were in 2020. That according to an analysis released by a coalition of labor unions. The report, which was compiled by the Strategic Organizing Center and examines data Amazon has submitted to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, said the company's injury rate was 6.9% in 2022, compared to 7.9% the year before. In 2020, that number was 6.6%. Injuries at Amazon have typically been higher compared to its peers in the industry, which critics and labor safety experts blame on the company's fast-paced warehouses that track productivity and allow customers to get their packages quickly. The report said Amazon's injury rate was, get this, 70% higher in 2022 compared to non-Amazon warehouses. Some time ago, former Secretary of Labor Robert Reich tweeted that 728 billionaires hold more wealth than 50% of American households. The question is that true? Well, Snopes dug a bit deeper and found that according to Forbes at the end of last year, there were 735 billionaires in the United States. So we're a little off, 728 versus 735. And those 735 billionaires are worth a collective of $4.5 trillion. According to the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank, the bottom 50% of American households were collectively worth $4.1 trillion at the end of the fourth quarter last year. That means that 735 U.S. billionaires hold more wealth than the bottom 50% of American households. But wait for this. Shocking is that the number of billionaires is singular, while the number of households is multiple. For example, there are 131 million households in the United States, which means that 65.5 million households have less wealth than 735 individuals. And when we do the math, the average number of people in a U.S. household is 3.13 people. So, again, doing the math, 735 individuals have more wealth than 205 million individual Americans. Congratulations. It's nice to be king. As we've reported in the past, Bud Light is getting hammered by folks who are upset that Dylan Mulvaney, a trans woman, is endorsing the Anheuser-Busch brew. So, why not come out with a, quote, woke-free beer that knows what restroom to use, end quote. I'm not making this up. Queerty, a leading LGBTQ news organization, is reporting the story of Seth Weathers, the CEO of two right-wing lifestyle brands called Freedom Speaks Up and Conservative Body. Since the so-called woke mob apparently took over Anheuser-Busch, which has, by the way, a long history of donating to anti-LGBTQ politicians, Weathers says conservatives must now brew their own beer. Enter Conservative Dad's ultra-right 100% woke-free American beer. That's the name of it, and that's sort of a mouthful. The first ad is out, and it offers this bit of wisdom, quote, as conservatives, we're constantly getting hit in the face, left and right, by the woke mind virus. If you know which bathroom to use, you know which beer you should be drinking. Stop giving money to woke corporations that hate our values, end quote. All right. One other thing you might want to know is that a six-pack of ultra-right beer is priced at $19.99. For comparison's sake, a six-pack of Bud Light can often be purchased for less than $10. At the end of his commercial, Weathers proclaims his beer, quote, tastes like freedom, end quote. But at $20 for a six-pack, it sort of does maybe taste like a ripoff. In light of the new numbers about inflation and mortgage rates, the markets had a field day. The Dow bounced upward by 383 points to close the day at 34,029, while the NASDAQ popped by 236 points to finish the trade at 12,166, and the S&P 500 picked up 54 points to cap a big day at 4146. Oil, by the way, was off by 84 cents, closing at $82.43 a barrel. All it takes is some positive news, and now all eyes turn toward the Fed. Will the recent moves on inflation cause a pause in rate hikes? We shall see. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with the NBA cutting costs. Seems that the good economic news didn't hit the basketball court. The New York Times is reporting the National Basketball Association will, quote, significantly limit hiring, end quote, and trim back its budgets for the remainder of the financial year. As well as curtailing hiring, staff are being asked to replace off-site meetings with virtual gatherings and pare back travel and entertainment costs. All of this while the league had previously set a record for attendance and sellouts this past season. And when we're talking money, the NBA's current media rights deal expires in 2 years. Front Office Sports writes that the league has sought between $75 billion and $100 billion for its next media deal. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.